Zachim chapter 7, Mishnah 7. A Pesach shenizrach damoy. If the blood of the Pesach offering has already been thrown, the achkach noida shutame. And then afterwards they found out that it was actually unclean. That the blood was actually unclean. Hatzitz meratze, says the Mishnah, that tzitz affects atonement. What was the tzitz? The golden head plate that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, that sat on it kodesh lahashem, and that retroactively validates this kind of scenario where the blood was unclean, says the Mishnah. So, b'di'eved, you're not allowed to throw the blood. If you knew it was unclean, you're not allowed to throw it. But if they've already thrown it and they found out afterwards that it was unclean, then the tzitz is meratze. It renders the sacrifice valid. Sacrifice becomes valid, and they can carry on. They can eat if the flesh is of the Korban Pesach is still pure. They could eat the flesh. They could actually eat it. Nitma haguf, but if the person becomes unclean and they sacrifice the Korban Pesach, eina tzitz meratze. So in that case, in that scenario, the tzitz doesn't help. Mipnei she'amru ha-nazir va'oseh pesach ha-nazir, and an oseh pesach, the nazir, so we'll do it when we get to Nazirus, when we get to that mesechta. But the nazir was someone who undertakes an oath that he's not going to cut his hair, and he's not going to drink wine, and he's not allowed to come into contact with the dead. And if this nazir over here was finished his period of Nazirus, and then he was going through the procedure of cleansing himself, and then they found out that he was actually impure, he'd actually come into contact with the dead. So in that case over here, he is impure, and b'di'eved, the tzitz can't help him. He's got to start his Nazirus all over again. And so too, if a person finds out that they are impure, and the Korban Pesach has already been offered, the tzitz can't help him, and he's got to bring another Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, on the second Pesach. Hatzitz meratze al tumas hadam ve'ena tzitz meratze al tumas haguf. Because, says the Mishnah, the tzitz tones for uncleanliness of the blood, but not uncleanliness of the person's body. Nidma tumas hatoim. There is one exception, and that is uncleanliness of the depth. The uncleanliness of the depth is if there's a grave, an unknown and an unmarked grave down below, and somebody walks over that grave, so they are unclean, and if they found out afterwards that the grave was there, then hatzitz meratze, then the tzitz does atone for him, even though we find out that he's impure now, and he doesn't have to bring another Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to come on Pesach Shani. The interesting thing is he brings at the end here the Rambam, that this, we don't paskin like this mission at all. Why? Because we actually hold that sacrificial blood can't become unclean. It's impervious to uncleanliness. And therefore, we don't hold like this Mishnah at all. The starting point of this Mishnah is a starting point which we differ with.